You're listening to the Guided Collective podcast, a collection of insights, information, and inspiration, connecting us to our own inner wisdom. I'm your host, Helen Jacobs. It's been a few weeks since I shared an energy update with you all, and today's the day. I hope you've been enjoying the change up to the programming here on the Guided Collective podcast. Some of you have reached out to say that you're really enjoying the new episodes, that they're like masterclasses. And I know the recent episode on the ending, the void, and the beginning generated a lot of discussion on socials, in our private Facebook group, and even in my Seeker Group mentoring program. So if you're enjoying these episodes, please let me know. Maybe leave me a review or rating in your podcasting app so I know if I'm producing the most valuable content for you. And while you're there, why not hit subscribe so you never miss an upcoming episode again. So we're about to kick off another month, and really not that much has changed energetically. As we go into August, we're actually still facing the same theme that we have had for a few months now, and that theme is meaning. This month, however, we have a slightly different twist on that theme, because we've also now got the rest and relax card as part of the discussion. So if you're listening to this in real time, we actually have our next guided gathering happening also soon. It's on July 28th, 7:30 p.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time. Basically, it's on the last Tuesday of every month. So in our last event, we actually forecast the energy for July. And I did that while I was live on the call. And because I haven't been doing as many of the forecast episodes here on the podcast, it is some exclusive content that you get over in the Guided Gathering events. So if you want to go even deeper into the August forecast and you want to work with the energy and you want me to take you through the guided practice, then join us. We would love to have you. Okay, so let's take a closer look at the cards for August. Meaning and rest and relax. So for some time now, we've had this meaning card, and I've been using the analogy of the jigsaw puzzle because the image on these cards is actually a woman putting together the pieces of a jigsaw puzzle. And really, that is what our world has been doing over the last few months. At an individual level, we've been really prompted to understand who or what has meaning in our life. But certainly on a collective level, we are seeing this playing out. And there are various stages of experience with the global pandemic, various stages of lockdown, of restrictions, even of the number of cases and the way that your local area, let alone your country, may be managing this particular pandemic in your area. And so it starts to really create this unique way of having us see how a collective theme or even a collective experience like a global pandemic is actually starting to be played out in different ways based on different areas. It's also playing out in different ways for different groups and cultures around the world. And it may just be playing out differently for you as an individual. So what's really interesting here is the rest and relax card. This card by itself is really asking us to do exactly what the name suggests. Rest. Relax. Where this becomes really interesting, though, is that it's being turned over with the meaning card. So I don't think it's as straightforward as saying, well, everyone can take a break, everyone can rest, everyone can relax. It's not as easy as that. And depending on where you are in the world and how you're experiencing the conditions of our world or conditions of your local area, it's flippant to simply say, oh, well, just relax, everything's fine. So that's not necessarily what this card is about. I want to weave it into this bigger story, this bigger theme that's been building right throughout 2020. In particular, I think it was around June that this pattern actually started to emerge, where we've had the change in meaning theme really here for a few months. So really the rest and relax card in conjunction with meaning is, can we relax our obsession with finding meaning in everything? Can we relax the meaning that we've been attaching to everything? Can we rest for a moment? Interestingly enough, for what comes through is more for our American counterparts, is, as an example, could we release, rest, relax the political meanings that are being assigned to everything? Could we rest and relax the duality of everything? And could we actually just come to a place where we're not being led by false meanings that other people, other parties, other leaders are suggesting that we attach meaning or value to ourselves? We need to be discerning. We need to be able to have our rational, logical minds be put to good use and not fall into the trap of being led astray. And I think that there are extremes at both ends here, from the wild conspiracy theories that are rolling around through to whether it is overly politicized or even complacency. We need to, particularly in terms of the pandemic and the changes that are here for our world, we need to be able to rest, to relax, and to understand someone else's agenda and the meaning they want us to assume. So that's an interesting starting point, because I would have thought that rest and relax and meaning was going to allow us to kind of have a bit of a breather, but apparently not. I want to also talk to the idea that there is a lot changing around the world in terms of our ability, or more accurately, inability to travel. Some of the question marks that are being put around our school systems, and I can't remember now if I shared this on a podcast or if it was in one of the guided gatherings, but I was recently asked a question that basically wanted to look at the timings of when our education system may start to change. I think it was in last month's guided gathering. And in Australia, I believe that's going to take some time. I feel like it's maybe one of the systems or the structures that changes later. But in America, for example, or in other parts of the world where the pandemic has had a different experience and a different impact to what it's having here in Australia, we're already seeing the education system buckle. There are so many areas in the United States right now that aren't going into school, that aren't having their school year kick off as per usual. And so there was an episode I did, we will link to it in the show notes. This episode went to air, it must have been around March. I'll find it and link it in the show notes. But it was very early on as the pandemic swept across the world and things really escalated. And I made a number of predictions in there around the changes for our systems and structures, for our leaders and leadership, and also for the people in our communities who have not had a voice. And we've seen all of those things play out. I do feel like the education system is particularly overseas, and not, this is not so much Australian-centric, but we are already seeing that it's coming under pressure. My predictions, very early predictions, about the nature of work and how it's going to change is already here. And so many businesses have come out and said that work from home will be the norm. I actually was reading an article just recently, and I have spoken to this point as well, that it will change the nature of what we call here the CBD, so the Central Business District. It's going to change the way we think about commercial buildings. It's going to change the way that we think about office space, and it's all going to be more localized. And we're starting to see that as people have been spending more and more time in their own local area. We're realizing that we need to have our cities set up differently. We need to have our environment set up differently, and our communities need to be set up differently. This will all take time. I was starting to wonder where on earth this was going, but spirit just jumped in. Part of the rest and relax is that we're not going to be able to figure it all out within a couple of weeks, a couple of months of experiencing this huge change in the way that our world is operating. And so part of this is we don't need to rush to know all of the answers. And actually, as the name of my book would suggest, we actually know a lot of these answers in our heart space already. Many people have been speaking to the answers for some time. That is why we have had pioneers leading the charge with movements around changing our school system, in thinking about our economies differently, thinking about the environment differently, thinking about even some of our, like, the discussions around Me Too and Black Lives Matter, and like marriage equality was big in Australia only really just a couple of years ago. These things have been gaining in momentum because on some level, we all knew that change had to come. None of us were expecting it to be through a pandemic. But actually what this pandemic is providing us and allowing us is the opportunity to still be questioning everything. As I record this in Australia, our Victorian friends are experiencing the worst of it. And my heart and my prayers have been with you all. And so it's a really interesting experience where I live in Queensland. In our state, I think at the time of recording, we may even be down to two active cases. And I find that extraordinary given what is happening further south from where I live and what is happening in other countries around the world. And so there's this really disproportionate experience. I've been talking to some friends about this because inevitably this becomes a topic of conversation, but it's kind of jigging my head a little bit. And I think it's even part of the reason why spirit has allowed some rest and relaxation even around these forecasts, because there's so many nuances now that what was once far easier to address at a collective level is so nuanced, and there's so many different people listening from different places that I'm very mindful that we shouldn't be listening to a blanket explanation for anything right now, including this forecast. And actually, our own discernment, and this is exactly the point that I made before, our own individual discernment is so incredibly needed. Okay, so what else is here with meaning and rest and relax? I'm actually going to draw another card for us. So let's see, you can probably hear that shuffling. What else is here in August? Well, okay. The card that I've turned over is signs and symbols. So the image on this card is a woman bending over and picking up the stones that are leading her forward. So much like the breadcrumbs that I talk about in You Already Know. We are being guided and we are being led, and we will be led from one breadcrumb to the next and to the next. It's very rare for us to see the entire trail mapped out in front of us. And in fact, if it's anything like my personal experience, these breadcrumbs are often hidden under rocks or around a dark corner, and you kind of have to explore a little bit and find them in unusual places. It's not just this linear pathway lit up with sun. It is often in the shadows that we find the breadcrumbs. And so herein lies another theme to add into the month ahead. So first and foremost, we are being asked to look out for the signs and symbols. So while we're resting our, essentially cooling our jets on the meaning, cooling our jets on figuring out all of the answers and how this is going to play out and how we're going to fix it and how we get back to normal. And even to reference a podcast episode of late, I'll add to it in the link to it in the show notes, the episode around the ending, the void, and the beginning. On a collective level, we are in a void where we are changing, we are shifting, we are moving, and nothing is certain. And so at a collective level, instead of rushing to find meaning, rushing to assign meaning, or rushing to fix it, to get to the next stage, to get into the new beginning, at a collective level, if we're to be looking at this in terms of transformation and soul-led guidance, then we really need to be thinking about, if this is the void, what are our intentions? What seeds do we want to be planting? What do we want to be investing in, not just physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, but also financially and with our time, with our whatever resources are available to us? So you might want to go back and listen or re-listen to that episode. It's just a few back. I'll link to it in the show notes. If we're in the collective void, we can't rush to the new beginning, and there may be some room yet for us to be actively ending, for us to ensure that the completion of what came before has actually happened physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. So let's put this in context. In that previous episode, I believe... I use the example of a relationship. And so when a relationship ends, we can physically part way. We can mentally process what fell apart in the relationship. But our emotions may take a little longer. We may still be emotionally entangled, even if we're not physically entangled anymore. And then to take it a step further, the example said that energetically, we would still need to take the time to cut the energy cords, to release that person from our energy field, and depending on the nature of the relationship, to even go into some soul level healing in order to complete the vow, complete the contract, and sign that off. So if we're now looking at the collective level ending, and many of us are in various stages of lockdown or restriction, or perhaps even getting back to quote unquote normal, whatever has ended, ended a few months back, physically. And many of us have taken a long time to mentally process. And for those of us, particularly in Australia, if you're in Victoria and moving through this lockdown again, you may now be revisiting some of the mental components of this. I think I also addressed this, I can't remember now, but I think I addressed it in that special episode that I referenced. Again, it will be in the show notes. But the idea that our mental health and the way that we think about mental health will also change. And I think we can see that happening right now. We may still be moving through an emotional disentanglement. which means that we still are processing our inner world, not just around the pandemic and the bigger collective issues that are at play here, whether we are processing internally the issues of racism and the Black Lives Matter movement, whether we are emotionally moving through loss, job loss, the loss of life, or some other, the loss of a dream, the loss of freedoms. All of us are moving through something right now. We're being given an opportunity in this rest and relax moment of finding meaning to actually allow all of those levels or layers of our being to catch up. So to come back to the signs and symbols card, we will be given the breadcrumbs individually and collectively. And so collectively, we need to be looking at the threads. We need to be looking at the discussions that are happening, the discussions that are being squashed, the ones that are being moved aside and moved out of the news cycle. And we need to be asking why. We need to be following the signs and symbols in our own life too. And so at an individual level, so many of us are moving through that inner transformation. That's why my Seeker Group mentoring program is here, to support you if you fall into that camp. There is a specific process to be moving through the inner transformation, and you don't need to do that alone. When we do that by following the signs, the symbols, and also the threads of guidance that are given to us, then we're actually able to rest the mental component and allow something else to guide us through. So when we've been moving through change, when we've been looking at the meaning of everything in our life, really the message that's being underpinned here for me is this can't be done at a mental level alone. And that by resting and relaxing the mentality of this, we can actually allow our hearts, our souls, and something bigger to be guiding us step by step. So at a collective level, we're in that void. We're in the darkened room where we've been spun around three times and we don't know what is even possible anymore. That needs time to grieve, to restore, and to rest and relax and bring ourselves back into some semblance of self. And then we follow the crumb step by step as it leads us into the new beginning. This takes time. And I shared this story of being in the doctor's waiting room some time ago now with my daughter Rose. And the clientele of this particular doctor, or at least at the times that we're available to go there, there are a lot of elderly patients. And Rose, I can't remember how long ago this was, but she might have been four or even a bit younger. My Rose is incredibly happy and joyous and playful and silly. And she had the elderly patients in this waiting room in raptures. She greeted them. She spoke to them. She acknowledged them. I imagine for some of them, it was the only other human contact that they might have had that day other than the doctor. And the reason that I reference this is part of the rest and relaxing is in the waiting. And so when we're in that waiting room, we can thumb through a magazine. We can get really impatient and want to leave. We can be frustrated that the doctor's not running on time, particularly if it's my doctor. She's never on time. Or we could all learn from Rose, who took it in her stride and had a ball engaging with who and what was in front of her in that moment. So as we're exploring meaning and we're pulling back a little bit from having to have it all figured out, the resting and relaxing asks us to be present to who and what is here, to who we are and where we are and what we have to offer in this moment, and to honor that. And when we are present in each and every moment, moment after moment after moment, we will see each of those signs and symbols. We will be able to move from this moment into the next and into the next by following the trail of breadcrumbs. And we can't necessarily force our way or rush our way into the next moment until that breadcrumb appears. So, if you do want to explore this further, like I said at the top of the episode, you are so welcome to join us in the guided gathering. I will be pulling some extra cards for the week ahead, or rather the month ahead, each of the weeks of the month. And we always go into some sort of guided process, a meditation or an energy healing. And so it actually helps you to assimilate and to integrate the energies that are at play. And so if you're feeling even like you need a little boost of rest and relaxation, this may be the perfect place for you to come. You're so welcome to join us. Thanks for tuning in to not only another episode, but to tuning in to yourself. Spirit tells me those who find the Guided Collective podcast are awakening to their path and purpose and aligning to it by following their intuition. So if you're still listening, that's you. It's my mission to guide and support you along the way. You can start by joining the Guided Collective community via our free Facebook group. And be sure to hit subscribe so you don't miss another episode of the Guided Collective podcast.